So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, the first step in God realization, text number 13.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Kadvanga Nama Raja Rishi Gyatva Iyatam Iha Ayusha Muhurtat Sarvam Utsrija Gatavan Abhayam Harim Kadvanganavarajarshir Gatevyatamihayushah Muhurtat Sarvamitsrija Gatavanabhayam Harim Kadvanganavarajarshir Gatevyatamihayushah Mahurtat sarvamat srijya Katavan nabayam harim.
Ladies,
Kadvanganamarajarshir Kattevyatamihavyushah Mahurtatsarvamushrija Katavannavayam harim.
Closer to my mouth. Yeah.
Shija Gatavan Nabayam Harim Kadvanganam Rajarshir Katevyam Mayamu Yashaha Tatsarvam Utsija Gatavan Nabayam Harim Kadvamanamarajarshir Gateya Tatamiha Yushaha Mahurtat sarva mutrija. Gatavanna hriyam hriyam. Kadvanga. King Kadvanga. Nama. Name. Raja Rishi. Saintly king. Gyatva. By knowing. Iyatam. Duration. Iha. In this world. Ayusha. Of one's life. Muhurtat. Within only a moment. Sarvam. Everything. Utsrija. Leaving aside. Gatavam. Had undergone. Abhayam. Fully safe. Harim. The personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada. The saintly king Kadvanga, after being informed that the duration of his life would be only a moment more, at once freed himself from all material activities and took shelter of the supreme safety, the personality of Godhead. Purport. A fully responsible man should always be conscious of the prime duty of the present human form of life. The activities to meet the immediate necessities of material life are not everything. One should always be alert in his duty for attainment of the best situation in the next life. Human life is meant for preparing ourselves for that prime duty. Maharaj Kadvanga is mentioned herein as a saintly king because even within the responsibility of the state management, he was not at all forgetful of the prime duty of life. Such was the case with other Rajarshis, saintly kings, like Maharaj Yudhisthira and Maharaj Parikshit. They were all exemplary personalities on account of their being alert and discharging their prime duty. Maharaj Kadvanga was invited by the demigods in the higher planets to fight demons, and as a king he fought the battles to the full satisfaction of the demigods. The demigods, being fully satisfied with him, wanted to give him some benediction for material enjoyment, but Maharaj Kadvanga, being very much alert to his prime duty, inquired from the demigods about his remaining duration of life. This means that he was not as anxious to accumulate some material benediction for the demigods as he was to prepare himself for the next life. He was informed by the demigods, however, that his life would last only a moment longer. The king at once left the heavenly kingdom, which is always full of material enjoyment of the highest standard, and coming down to this earth, took ultimate shelter of the all-safe personality of Godhead. He was successful in his great attempt and achieved liberation. This attempt, even for a moment, while the saintly king was successful, because he was always alert to his prime duty. Maharaj Parikshit was thus encouraged by the great Shukadeva Goswami, even though he had only 7 days left in this life to execute the prime duty of hearing the glories of the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. By the will of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit instantly met the great Shukadeva Goswami, and the great treasure of spiritual success left by him is nicely mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Buddha Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sujitam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Lam Yagate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. I was absolutely delighted when I found out this was today's verse, because I've been giving this example for years about Maharaj Katvanga. Such a wonderful example. Such an amazing king. Can you imagine? The demigods, as powerful as they are, could not fight off the demons. But they had an earthly king. Just imagine how powerful. An earthly king came and did the work of the demigods that they couldn't do. The earthly king did it. He was able to fight off the demons successfully. And after many years of struggling and finally being successful, they offered him all material facilities. He said, nope, I just want to know how long I'm going to live. You see. Immediately he came down to the earthly plane, took shelter of Krishna, and became a liberated soul. So he was notified, your death is just now coming. We don't have any notice, you see. Death can come for us at any time, you see. At any time we can leave these bodies. So we should always be in that mood that if death were going to come right now, that would be my mood, you see. That would be my mood. Are you worried about this thing or that thing of the material world? Those things are not that important, you see. They have to deal with so many issues every day. Health issues, interpersonal issues, financial issues, all these issues we deal with regularly. We have to deal with them, Krishna consciously, but they're not that important. But the most important thing is I'm taking complete shelter of Lord Sri Krishna within my heart at every minute. Every minute taking shelter of Krishna. This is actual intelligence. If we put all our energy into these other things and we neglect this prime duty, then actually we're simply fools and rascals and morons. Practically speaking, animals. See, the human being has the ability to understand these things and to put them into practice. So let us not be dvipada pashu, two-legged animals. Shvavidvara ushtra karai sangstitak purushak pashu najatta karma pato peto jatanamagada grachaha. Those are men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men who did not glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us not be in that category of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Let us transcend the animal platform and actually become human beings. See, this is the great difficulty of our planet right now. We don't have human beings on this planet. The leaders are not human beings. They may have human bodies, but they don't have a consciousness of a human being. You see? All these problems are due to all this. There's so much just contamination of consciousness. Just like a big issue now is the Australian wildfires, is it? Why? What is the actual cause? Well, they say, well, it's nature, but actually it's karmic reactions. You see? Because we have these fires blazing in our hearts of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. We have the subtle fires growing on in our hearts. That's why they're manifesting in the gross plane. You see? We have to put out, we have to train the people how to put out the fires within the heart. They can put out that fire, you see, then the fire, the wildfires in Australia, that won't be an issue anymore. These are karmic reactions due to all this contamination in the heart. So we have a great mission, not only to liberate ourselves, but to liberate the whole world. Prabhupada told us right here in Los Angeles, become guru and deliver the world. That's our quota. Deliver the world. I remember when I was a brahmachari in Gainesville, working under Amarendra Prabhu, the policy was, if you don't make your quota, don't come into the temple. You stay out till you make your quota. That was the policy. So, Baba gave us a quota to deliver the world. So, actually, a very nice mood to get given by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj very nicely states in that Bhagavatam verse, he says, as for me, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these fools and rascals. Prahlad's mood is, well, back to Godhead can wait. Let me stay here in this material world until all these conditioned souls can be liberated. So that's actually a nice mood. That Prabhupada orders to deliver the world, so therefore I should stay here birth after birth until Krishna consciousness becomes the world religion. Until all the high court judges are wearing tilak, you see. Until Prabhupada's books are required reading in every educational institution on the planet, you see. That's a nice mood that one could have. That I don't want to, in following Prahlad's example, it's a very nice mood. But let me stay here in this cycle of birth and death until all these fools and rascals can be liberated. Of course, the devotee puts himself whatever Krishna wants, you see. That's, if Krishna wants me to come back to Godhead, I'm ready. If he wants me to stay here birth after birth for making Krishna consciousness the world religion, I'm ready to do that. Devotee is prepared to do whatever Krishna wants. But Prahlad's mood is, my preference is to stay here until they can all become delivered. That's Prahlad's mood. So these great acharyas, they're teaching us this mood of compassion. Unbelievable compassion, intense compassion upon the suffering souls. So the more we can actually manifest that compassion in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, to that extent we will feel how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showering us with his mercy. You see, the more you give the mercy, the more you get the mercy. You see? That's why devotees who are very intelligent, they did everything they can to spread Krishna consciousness, as many books as possible going out, as many kirtans, as much prasadam, as much preaching, as much cultivation. Those who are actually intelligent completely absorb their lives in giving Krishna as much as possible to the fallen souls of this world. Those devotees are actually swimming in an ocean of unlimited mercy at every minute. Those who are always in the mood of giving the mercy, at every minute, 24/7, giving mercy, giving mercy, giving mercy, they're swimming in the unlimited ocean of mercy. The neophyte, he may be sometimes too much concerned about his own personal situation, you see. And that selfishness actually brings anxiety, you see. The more we become selfless, the more we become anxiety-free. So one should be intelligent how to actually enter into that state of unlimited bliss described in the Bhagavad Gita. Let us be intelligent how to move into that mood of completely absorbing ourselves in this mission of Srila Prabhupada, the mission of Lord Chaitanya, to make this whole world Krishna conscious. Every town, every village, every hamlet, every home, every person. How can we make this whole world Krishna conscious now? This will bring about the greatest happiness in our lives, and the true solution for all the problems of the world. The problem is these people right now, these leaders have no conception of the actual solutions for the problems. They have zero conception. They talk about, well, we got to end global warming, we have to reduce this, we have to reduce that. Just like that young girl, Greta, you see, very famous in the media now, about, you know, global warming, we have to clean up the environment. These people, it's a sattvic thing, you know, when to clean up the environment, you promote veganism. These things are good. This is sattvic, but these are still symptomatic, dealing only with the symptoms of the disease. The actual disease is that pollution in the heart, you see. You may do everything you can to clean up the pollution externally, but unless you can clean up that the pollution within the heart, all of your attempts to clean up the pollution of the planet Earth will prove to be a failure. We have to clean that pollution of the heart up. Heart, we've got to get that pollution out of the heart. The lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy. By putting love of Krishna, love of Vaishnavas in there instead. That's the key. I have to love the devotees, I have to love Krishna. And this way, by always coming back to this central point, I have to give myself fully to Krishna now. Fully give myself to my beloved Lord Krishna. By doing that, by bringing ourselves again and again and again back to this point that I must do what Krishna wants. I must speak what Krishna wants me to speak. I must think the way Krishna wants me to think. This is the perfection of consciousness. Someone may say, well, it sounds like you're becoming a mindless zombie then. Sorry, I don't want to join your cult. But that's not actually true. The more you can dovetail your consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness, the more you actually become the master of your senses. Right now, we're slaves of our senses. That is a difficulty. The senses say, give me this, we do it. Give me that, we do it. We're running around serving these temporary material senses, and what's the result? Old age, disease, and death. And another body with another old age, disease, and death. That's the problem with this Indriya Seva, serving these material senses. So instead of serving the senses, we should serve Rishikesha, the master of the senses, and that will liberate us from all this difficulty. We'll actually regain our original eternal bodies in the spiritual world, which never get sick, never get old, and never die. So it's time to wake up and stop being so stupid, running after the sensual pleasures, being semi-Krishna conscious. You know, a little Hari Bol and a little sense gratification, a little Hari Bol, a little sense gratification. It's time to get really serious and kick out that nonsense. Just kick out that damn nonsense from the heart. Now only pure bhakti is welcome in my heart and nothing else. Everything else kicked out with boot. This should be our determination. Isn't it? Yes, it is. So that's it. Take it or leave it. I hope you'll take it. Because if you don't take it, you're a fool and a rascal. If you do take it, you're a supremely intelligent person. So that's it. That's all I have to say. Any questions, comments, criticisms? Anything else? Anything? Yes. You may have to help me here. I might have a hearing problem, so may require a little aid. Let's see how the sound system works for me.
Thank you for a nice class. So, Prahlada Maharaj is pure devotee, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. In Shikshakshtaka, he is praying that I can take birth again, again, again.
I'm not catching. What is it? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and finish it. You can summarize it for me. It's not one time. Registering in my
head. Okay, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, he's pure devotee, and he's praying, then I can take birth again and again and again.
He says he doesn't want to be liberated alone. He wants to be liberated along with all the living entities. Yeah, that's right.
So if I am not at that stage, I'm still neophyte, and I have a lusty desire.
Yeah, so you have to kick him out.
So if it's danger for me to pray like Prahlad Maharaj, because...
Is it dangerous to embrace the mood of Prahlad Maharaj?
Yes, because if I take birth again, is danger if I'm not on a high level. Krishna fulfilled desire is danger to fall down again.
We reject half-end logic. I'll keep my lust. I'll pray to take birth again, but keep my lust. This is half-end logic. You see? You've got to take the whole hand. Pure bhakti and liberate the living entities. Not that, you know, I remain lusty. And don't give me this half-end logic, Prabhu. I want the full hand, not the half hand. Take the full Buddha Prahlad Maharaj. If you want to follow him, you're in a very good position. He's a great Vaishnava Acharya. If you follow his mood, you're a liberated soul already, even in this body.
But still, you know, I'm not enough pure. So if Krishna fulfills my desire and I take birth again, is a dangerous situation.
If you take birth again for lusty desires, you're a fool and a rascal. If you take birth again for making Krishna consciousness the world religion, you're a celebrated Vaishnava Acharya, actually. Your choice. Next. Yeah.
Hi, thank you for your class, Prabhu. I was wondering, Maharaj Bharata, after he left the deer body, he became the palanquin worker. So when he answered to that King Kshatriya, to be in that level, or to be in, so, I mean, to reach that level or to be in that state, above the dualities, is that Krishna's decision or is pure conviction?
Pastime of Jad Bharat, is that pure Bharat Maharaj? I don't know.
You didn't get the question? You didn't hear me?
Yeah, I heard the question, but you're asking about the mentality of why was he taking birth in the mood of pure bhakti? That's your question?
I was just wondering, is that pure conviction from the devotee or is Krishna's decision to rise above the dualities like Maharaj Bharata?
I'd have to do some research to answer that question. I can't answer it authoritatively right now. That's
Thank
a nice
both.
Question. Thank you.
Krishna, I have a question. I'll try to make it short. But in general, you're telling about surrendering right now. But the thing is that we can't fake it. I agree that Maharaja Kwatvanga, he was successful. And then he surrendered. Right? But many people... Okay, I'm trying to make it really short, but I can't. Okay, many people, they fake it, and they join, and they think that they're saint. I saw it many times. I saw how Mataji is wanted to leave their families to distribute books. I mean, kids, husbands. They wanted to join temple. They wanted to be pure devotees. I saw many times that men, they left their families for this. They wanted to be pure devotees. But after some time, these desires, they come back. So isn't it better to accept where you are and then move slowly from that point? Like Kardama Muni, for example. All these examples, they're really good, but what about Kardama Muni? He understood where he is. He understood he wants to get married. He got married. And then he enjoyed for some time. And he was a devotee at the same time. Or we know many examples of saints. They were meditating under the water. Then they saw something, fish, for example, and they fell down. So my question is, I agree totally with everything you said, but isn't it better to understand where you are, to be honest to yourself and Krishna, and surrender on your level and move really slowly? Because as I see it...
Well, externally, one can remain a householder and be a pure devotee as a householder. Not that you have to be a sannyasi to be a pure devotee. One can be a householder and be a pure devotee, or vanaprastha, grihastha, in any ashram. You don't have to make a show of being renounced. You have to, in your heart, you have to fully give yourself to Krishna. It doesn't matter what your ashram is.
Can you be successful and you be a pure devotee at the same time? Because in ISKCON, no one talks about it.
Being successful, actually, there's only one success, and that is pure devotion. Everything else is an illusion. The only successful position is pure devotional service. Material success is not a success, actually. The only true success is when the awakening of pure devotional service within the heart. Then you're successful. Otherwise, you're a failure. I don't care if you're a multimillionaire. If you're not a pure devotee, your life is a failure.
So can you say a few words about balance between spiritual life and material life?
When your spiritual life is there, the material life follows like a shadow automatically. Your material situation will automatically be properly situated. When you take complete shelter of Krishna, He'll facilitate your material side also. Krishna loves His pure devotees and He gives them all facility. You see? You see how much facility Prabhupada got. He came with no money, but how much facility he got. He got a huge movement, millions of dollars, just because he was a pure devotee. Everything material was given to Prabhupada.
First of all, thank you very much for a wonderful class and inspiring class. And I would just like to answer the question that Mataji has. In addition to what you have said, first of all, what you said is correct. It would be nice if a person, before wanting to take sannyas, would look within himself and consider, am I ready? Do I have the qualities or the qualifications to do that? But very often, persons do not have the boldness and the honesty to do that. They don't want to think of themselves as insignificant, with weaknesses, with impurities. They want to think they're already ready for this, because it gives one a sense of importance, a sense of grandeur, a sense of glory, that I'm ready for something bigger than what I am. But this is, as was mentioned, it's an illusion. Better to go to somebody, like when Srila Prabhupada would sometimes see a devotee and he would come to them and say, I'd like to take sannyas, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada just looked at him and said, you wait a few years. And he says, but no buts, you wait a few years because you're not ready to do that. In fact, very often these persons took a wife a little bit later on, which was... See, sometimes people think you take a wife, that's going down, because there's some sense gratification or sense pleasure involved, but not necessarily. That's a small part of it. The larger part of it is really spiritual activities which a man and a woman do together to help their Krishna consciousness become higher and higher. So the important thing is that what a guru has to tell his disciple is that, first of all, you have to be honest with yourself. think of yourself being without women for many years. Can you really imagine this? Can you really deal with this? Can you bear this? Think about it. Think about if I told you you should not even look at the face of a woman for the next 5 years. Can you handle that? So you have to ask these very pointed questions. Actually, a very high advanced servicewoman doesn't have to ask those questions like Srila Prabhupada. He just looks at him and he knows what the story, and he can say, wait several years. Because it's several years, he knows he will be married. He can't handle that kind of a thing. So the real problem is to dispossess of oneself of this ego that I'm great, I'm wonderful, I'm glorious, I'm advanced, I'm ready for something bigger and better. Rather, the humble position is, I'm not advanced. I'm not ready to take sannyas. I still have attachments. I still have desires, unfortunately. But the fact of the matter is that that's where I am. So why should I try to be something, as you were mentioning, that I'm not? Let me keep striving. Let me keep going up and asking higher, advanced devotees, do you think I'm ready for sannyas? Or where am I in the spiritual scale? Am I going upwards? Am I going down? And Prabhupada has all these points in his books which tells you when you're going up and when you're going down. So if you're finding a taste for Krishna consciousness, you love reading Krishna book, or you love the Bhagavatam classes, you love associating with devotees who are definitely advanced, that's a sign that you're definitely going up. But if you want to associate with persons who are going to the movies every... I'm not saying movies are per se are bad. If you have a movie about a great saint like Srila Prabhupada, that's a good movie, okay? But movies which are full of romance and crime and violence and all of these kind of things, and the person is spending his nights doing that, well then, you got to think, is this a good person for me to associate with? Because as we know, it's mentioned very clearly that one should try to associate with those persons who help us grow in spiritual consciousness, and one should reject those who help us go down in Krishna consciousness. So the main point I want to bring to you is what you're saying is true. It would be better. But the first thing to do is to admit that you're a fool. You're, like it was mentioned, I'm a fool, I'm a rascal, I have so many bad qualities. Who am I to think that I should be on that level yet? Let me go to somebody who's really advanced and ask him, am I on that level? Am I ready for this kind of a thing? That's an honest position to take. And it doesn't. And it means very clearly that you don't feel offended or upset or disturbed to know that you're not so big.
Haribo. Haribal, I have some more questions here.
Yeah. I'm done.
I have a question on the internet. I want to answer that. I don't need the mic. Devotee in India has written, how to, any material need should be minimal, only to keep body and soul together, but there's still this tendency to overeat and oversleep, etc. How to restrain from such things? The real fact is the more that you can actually get a taste for Krishna consciousness, a taste for the holy name, a taste for being in the mood of devotion to Krishna, these lower tastes will go away. We have taste for sense gratification, but actually the real taste that everyone has within us is pure love of God. So you just have to put your energy into awakening that feeling of love for Krishna. How you look upon the deities, how you relate with the holy name, how you beg Krishna to bless you with pure devotional service, and just try to put energy more and more into this prayerful mood, and these other lower tastes will gradually just fade away. Any other questions? Yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhupada, for the wonderful class. So you were mentioning that, by becoming Krishna's devotee, then naturally Krishna will taking care all the other needs of the devotees. But from reading Krishna book, I'm thinking that Shrida, the Brahmana, Brahmana Shrida, because of being Krishna's pure devotee, he was really poverty stricken. It looks like, Krishna doesn't neglecting the material needs of his devotee. Can you explain a little bit more about this point?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes Krishna takes everything away also.
Oh, yes, Sudama Brahmana, sorry. It's Sudama Brahmana,
yeah. Well, sometimes Krishna takes everything away also. Krishna actually deals with these individuals according to what they need to actually awaken pure love of God within the heart. If taking things, if removing all material facilities will facilitate that devotee, Krishna will do that. Every devotee is individual. Every situation is an individual case. Krishna will do whatever he'll, with every single person, he does everything he can from his side to help that person awaken Krishna consciousness. If getting better material facility to engage in Krishna's service will help him, if having less material facility will help him, Krishna will do whatever will help that devotee to come to pure love of God as soon as possible.
Thank you very much.
So, I think our time is up, and we thank everybody for tuning in. Please take these teachings very seriously, and let's make a revolution on this planet as soon as possible. Make the whole world Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Who wants a garland? Anybody want a garland? Garland? Yeah, he'll give it to her. Well, that's all right. I'm going to give it to her. Hare Krishna. All right, this is 2113. Okay. 2113. Well, then we got more response today than yesterday's class.